This is Chi High Basketball.
WOGO.
WOGO's coverage of the Cardinals is brought to you by Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, White City Glass, your Eau Claire Hy-Vee, Northwestern Bank, Quality Propane and Fuels, Stelter Incorporated, Choice and Ford of Chippewa Falls, Post Glass and Mirror, Wynn Family Dentistry of Chippewa Falls, Grace Home Respiratory, Royal Credit Union, The Check Law Office, Dave Check Attorney, Holly Bovey of Caldwell Banker Bernizer Realtors, and by the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley. And now, with the Cardinal Countdown pregame show, here's the voice of the Cardinals, Mark Halverson.
Go Cards! WOGO, your sports station.
And good evening and welcome from Wisconsin Rapids Lincoln High School. Mark Halverson flying solo tonight. So we've got Gavin back at our WOGO studio. And part of two games going on because on Max TV, Caleb Swenson also providing WOGO play-by-play with Mark Maloney of the Max in Division 4 action against Boyceville. That's a 6-seed McDonnell hosting an 11 Boyceville. In this one here tonight, Chi-Hi is the road team, the 17 seed in this sectional against the 16 seed Wisconsin Rapids Lincoln. Their road here this evening, the Cardinals come in 3-21. And for Chippewa Falls, their first win of the season and their only win for a long time was that 81-70 game we had for you December 2nd here on WOGO over Medford. And then the Cards had a long losing streak that ended with a road win at Superior.
Policies of $500,000
that win at Superior for the Cardinals.
Or replacement term life insurance.
And hearing some WOGM audio back from our studio, if there's a possibility for Gavin to negate that, that'd be appreciated. But anyhow, Chippewa Falls winning over Superior 70-62. And then really taking it to Merrill, subsequently 98-60 as well, and closing out the regular season against Eau Claire Memorial with a home loss, 65-42, last Thursday. Meanwhile, tonight it's Wisconsin Rapids from the Wisconsin Valley Conference. And again, these two schools with similar student enrollments as Chippewa Falls at 1,454 and Rapids at 1,467, so just 13 more students at Wisconsin Rapids. But Rapids with a 8-16 record overall, 3-9 in the Wisconsin Valley Conference, and we'll hear Coach Jack Smalley talk later about the better play in the second half of the season for his club. But most notably, I guess I would say, how did they fare against Marshfield? Because the winner of this game will move on to face Marshfield coming up on Friday night, March 1st, at Marshfield in that regional semifinal game. And they played at Marshfield on December 8th and lost 62-35. And then Wisconsin Rapids also facing Marshfield. Later in the season, January 30th, losing at home 64-44. So, all right, tell you what, we're going to take a timeout. We'll take a 2-minute timeout and come back and reset the scene here from Rapids. It's Chi-Hi and the Rapids boys tonight, the regional quarterfinal game for Division I on WOGO Sports.
Financial Group, we work with clients to understand their goals by helping build a definable and measurable path towards financial freedom. Our mission is to help make lives better, clients, team, and community by optimizing true wealth. We're proud to support the Chi-Hi basketball team in their run to the playoffs this season. Go Cards! Raymond James Financial Services, Inc. Member FINRA, SIPC. Freeze Financial Group is not a broker-dealer and is independent of RJFS.
Please. It's time to boost your career. Nestle Health Science is expanding and hiring to meet demand. Nestle offers great pay and a full benefits package, including a 401k and pension. Production operators receive up to $29.80 per hour after 90 days, and maintenance mechanics receive up to $34.77 per hour plus premiums and bonuses. Nestle offers you stability with a strong history of offering careers that pay a living wage and great benefits to people like you for over 30 years in the Eau Claire area. Go to NestleJobs.com to find current openings. NestleJobs.com. That's NestleJobs.com.
I got a Dear John letter from my asphalt roof after 15 years. Said, hey, great times together. But I need to find someone new. Frankly, she just wore out. But we're moving on to a brighter future with a metal roof. I've fallen head over shingles for a new metal roof. She's strong, durable, and energy efficient. Keeps me cool in the summer and cozy in winter. I want the best for my family, and it's a
B-York's brand
metal roof.
What do you get with a boiler repair diagnostic from Wärzgalä Plumbing and Heating? First, you'll find our service is second to none with clean, professional, and friendly boiler service and installations. Maybe it's cracking noises, foul odors, no hot water, or the boiler is on but not heating. Wärzgalä will diagnose the problem and give you all the best options for a smooth heating season. Call 1-800-307-9000 or go to Wärzgalä.com.
A device that's
all right, back at Wisconsin Rapids, Mark Halverson with you here on WOGO Sports, and trying to navigate our way through some internal challenges here on the broadcast. But again, Wisconsin Rapids at 8-16 overall against the 3-21 Chi-Hi Cardinals in this contest here tonight. But let's take a look at the bracket itself and get an idea of this. Chi-Hi, the 17 seed, and Rapids, the 16, the winner to face Marshfield on Friday night. Further down the bracket, you've got the 9 seed Kimberly against the 8 seed at Appleton North. Again, this is the game. This is the one of two games going on tonight. The other one is 15th seed Holman hosting Appleton West tonight, with Stevens Point, the 2 seed in this section, drawing the winner of that one on Friday night. Meanwhile, back to the top part of the bracket where Chi-Hi is. And again, you've got the 9 seed Kimberly at the 8 seed Appleton North on Friday night. Also Friday for the regional semifinal in this D1 sectional, the 5th seed Kaukauna hosting the 12 seed Wausau West. Meanwhile, Eau Claire Memorial, the winner of the Big Rivers Conference, drawing at just a 4 seed. And the Abes hosting Appleton East on Friday night. Superior, who the Cards did beat their second win of the season, 70-62, and really we're in control throughout. And Superior does draw the 3 seed, and they're against 14th seed Hortonville Friday night. That's a 6 o'clock start, an hour earlier than some other games. Meanwhile, as we get further to the bottom of this section, the 11 seed Eau Claire North will be at 6th seed Nina on Friday night. Hudson, the 7 seed out of the BRC, hosting 10th seed at DC Everest. And as I mentioned, Stevens Point awaiting the winner of tonight's Holman Appleton West game as well. So a very broad sectional as the WIA has continuing to try to improve things and broadening that section, obviously, from one side of the state to the other, trying to get the best 4 teams as possible in the state tournament. Ultimately, the players have just taken the floor for both squads, Chi-Hi and Wisconsin Rapids. When you're faced with a challenge, how you respond determines the real winners. Rural Mutual believes there's something more important than just winning or losing a game. They believe that the team, school, and fans who support their athletes with dignity and class are the true champions. Rural Mutual is the proud sponsor of the WIA Rural Mutual Insurance Sportsmanship Award since it started in 1965. From football to volleyball to soccer to tennis, the award recognizes more than team sportsmanship. It recognizes that sportsmanship matters in your community as well. Visit ruralmutual.com/WIA and see how our team and your community can work together to be true champions. Meanwhile, speeding and reckless driving are leading causes of injuries and deaths on Wisconsin roads. Whether you're an athlete or a spectator, control your drive on the roads to keep all travelers safe. Don't speed, don't be reckless. Zero in Wisconsin. Together, we can save lives. We'll come back in 3 minutes and hear my conversation with Jack Kelly of Wisconsin Rapids Red Raiders. That's 3 minutes away on the Cardinal Countdown pregame show on FM 103.1 AM 680 and WOGO.com on a Tuesday night.
Northwestern Bank. Delivering an exceptional experience.
Well, when I started business, Northwestern Bank was really there for us. They helped us through challenges and celebrated our successes. I met with Tracy year after year, and she always made it easy to find a place that worked with my schedule. They were a cheerleader. They were a team member. Working with Northwestern Bank really is like having another key player on our team.
Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter.
If you have the desire to make a change and the dedication to take action, determination can be found at 3D Fitness. 3D Fitness offers free weights, personal training, sports nutrition, and tanning, plus two convenient locations, 3D Fitness Eau Claire at 405 Graham Avenue and 3D Fitness at Chippewa Falls at 15 West Grand Avenue in downtown Chippewa. Open 24/7 so you can train on your schedule. Keep up with us and our talented 3D Fitness members on Facebook and Instagram. Desire, determination, dedication. 3D Fitness. At Post Glass and Mirror, quality comes first. Maybe you need a beautiful storefront window or a show-stopping custom shower door. Post Glass and Mirror can custom cut glass and mirrors and offers quick replacement of fogged or broken windows. And if your windshield takes a hit, they offer free mobile service and can recalibrate windshields from all makes and models. When you call Post Glass and Mirror, you're calling professionals. For commercial, home, and auto glass, call Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. Call 723-8676 or Post Glass and Mirror.com.
America.
On the court, the field, and the ice, leaders stand out. They innovate, inspire, and win at the highest level. And at Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, they are the unquestioned leaders in orthopedic, brain, and spine care. Whether it's surgery to get your athlete back in the game or managing chronic pain so you can enjoy life again, call Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls, with a new and improved clinic and surgery center now open in Rice Lake. Book your appointment at CVOSM.com.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toys and Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toys and Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toys and Ford.
Hi, I'm Justin Check, lifetime member of the Check Law Office team. As a former Chi High and college quarterback and now a Division II quarterbacks coach, I know the importance of having a solid team on your side. Athletics has also taught me the importance of leadership, community, and dedication. These are the same skills that my dad brought to the Chippewa Valley and built his firm around 25 years ago. Communication, dedication, experience, trust. The same characteristics you want in a team, you need in your attorney. The Check Law Firm motto has always been teamwork. Don't hesitate to join our team.
Is it fair to say that Joe Biden, I call him the Manchurian president,
Cardinal Countdown on the road tonight, FM 103.1, AM 680, and WOGO.com. And with us, Jack Smalley, head coach of the Wisconsin Rapids Club, coming in here 8-16 overall against 3-21 Chippewa Falls. And I guess the winner gets Marshfield, but this is the tournament, the new season, right?
Yeah, we're very excited to be part of the tournament. We're going to play a talented team with the ability then to go play Marshfield. Obviously, they're a top five team in the state, but our goal tonight is to go 1-0, and we'll worry about Friday's game tomorrow.
Talk to me about kind of the recent stretch for your club.
Yeah, the last half of the season, so the second part of the season, we're 500. We're playing much better basketball. It took us a while to figure out our pieces, how we wanted to play offensively, defensively, and our players have come a long ways, and that's a great testament to their work ethic. We feel like we're in a very good place in the last month and a half.
What stands out to me looking at the scorers, I mean, to have three guys that collectively averaging around 45 points a game, and one's a sophomore, one's a junior, one's a senior.
Yes, we have three guys, which makes it pretty difficult for teams to defend when we have three guys very capable of scoring and creating their own shots, and we have a lot of kick-out shooters from there. So we feel very confident in our offense. We just have to ensure that our defense is pairing well with their offense.
Talk to me, if you would, briefly about these players. I guess your leading scorer, Reynas, the 6'1 junior.
Yeah, so Sean, within our conference, led our conference in scoring this year. He's a dynamic ball handler, a very good leader for us. Traden Clary is our senior, very good rebounder for us, excels at the three-point line. And then Brody Gilbertson has really come on late. He's our sophomore guard. He's really taken big strides this last month of being our lead ball handler, creator, along with Sean. He gives us two very good creators, and then we have a lot of kick-out shooters from there.
What do you know about Chi High, and what are your plans in terms of defending them?
They have very good athletes. We don't care about the record. We see they have very good scorers. Bob is an excellent scorer. His creator can really shoot. Very good athlete. So we have to make sure we can contain him and then control their shooters, and they have some good size from there. So we expect this to be a very competitive game, and we're looking forward to it.
Nice to have the home court.
Absolutely. Yeah. And not having to travel on a Tuesday is always nice as well.
Very good. Coach, we wish you the best.
Perfect. Thank you. Appreciate it.
Head coach Jack Smalley of Wisconsin Rapids. Head coach Jason Pruitt of the Cards coming up next. Cardinal Countdown, WDOGO Sports. Back in 3 minutes.
Legacies aren't built in a day. And when it comes to concrete, Stelter Incorporated has been building their legacy for three generations. At Stelter, their commitment to the highest quality concrete means they mine and process the aggregates themselves and test it every day. And when you need materials delivered or hauled away, Stelter has a fleet of dump trucks and drivers at your service, turning your dreams into reality. Stelter Inc. Online at StelterIncorporated.com.
On the court, the field, and the ice, leaders stand out. They innovate, inspire, and win at the highest level. And at Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, they are the unquestioned leaders in orthopedic, brain, and spine care. Whether it's surgery to get your athlete back in the game or managing chronic pain so you can enjoy life again, call Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls, with a new and improved clinic and surgery center now open in Rice Lake. Book your appointment at cvosm.com.
Remember when you were a kid and broke that window? Remember how bad you felt when Mom and Dad found out? Mom made everything okay with hot cookies. Dad called White City Glass to fix it. That was years ago. When someone little you know breaks one of your windows, bake the cookies and call White City Glass. They're in the business of fixing broken glass of any kind. White City Glass, helping people of all ages since 1967.
Treat you with respect. Nicolet Bank loves the neighborhoods we serve. We believe our hometown communities are the backbone of what makes our area special. Real people, real conversations. It's more than just a tagline. And you'll see that every time you stop into a branch of Nicolet Bank in your neighborhood. By banking with Nicolet Bank, you're investing in your neighbors and your community. Choose a banking partner who is committed to the concept of shared success. NicoletBank.com. Real people, real conversations. Member FDIC.
Attention high school students and parents. Are you planning for your future after high school? Join us at CVTC's Spring Open House on Tuesday, March 26th to learn why CVTC is the smart start to your future. Meet instructors, participate in hands-on simulations and virtual reality activities, and apply for free at the event. Learn why students just like you are choosing CVTC. Register today for a chance to win great prizes. Visit cvtc.edu/spring.
Quality Propane and Fuels, Northern Wisconsin's trusted propane supplier since 1996. At Quality Propane, we're committed to the highest level of service for all our customers, residential, commercial, and industrial. Quality Propane always brings you competitive rates through our strong focus on efficiency. And we use the very latest technology to keep your family safe and cut energy costs. Payment programs available to fit any situation. Call 723-9490, stop by the office, or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com.
Tax attorneys can stop collections and get you protected. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guarantee quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is 8 months rated with a so call 800-466-9625. U.S. Tax
Back at Wisconsin Rapids, Mark Halverson flying solo here on a Tuesday night. It's the WIA Division I Regional Quarterfinal game. The 17 seed Chi High and the 16 seed, the host, Wisconsin Rapids. My apologies, some technical difficulties with the interview I did do with Jason Pruitt, and so let me just summarize it for you. Coach Pruitt talking about some of those late season wins that we were discussing a bit earlier for Chippewa Falls after one win for a bulk of the year. And Chippewa Falls a defeat, and then that win over Medford. And then it was a number of defeats racked up. The Cars able to go to Superior and beat the eventual three seed, 70-62, the Spartans. And Chahai in control throughout and then dominating Merrill 98-60 just last Tuesday night at home. And then closing out the season Thursday night with that loss to Memorial, ending the regular season at 3-21. But defensively against this Rapids club with the three scores that we talked to Jack Smalley about, that you've got both Sean Reynes at 16.2 a game, Traydon Clary at 14.4, and Brody Gilbertson at 14. And really, those three and one other player, actually, with over 100 three-point attempts this year. So this is a team that likes to take the deep ball, and they're not afraid to launch it up there. The fourth one is Keaton Broren. Keaton also 124 three-point attempts this year. And these guys shoot, and Keaton actually has the best percentage of the bunch there at 44.4%. And he averages 9.2 a game. So they've got some scoring punch that obviously Coach Pru is aware of and has had that as a point of emphasis for his club. Meanwhile, for Chai High, Coach Pru saying, hey, we're sharing the ball well here in the latter part of the season. And ready for this contest tonight against Wisconsin Rapids. He's Coach Pru talking about the fact he's been with the Chippewa program since 2010. And he remembers that year that in an 8-9 game, Chi-Hi facing Rapids over in Stevens Point. So it's been a while since these two have squared off. All right, let me tell you a little bit more. From the WIAA, milk has been building champions for centuries. Why? Research shows that real milk builds pregame muscle, and low-fat chocolate milk restores postgame muscle for athletes like few other beverages. That's why pro players know that they're going to need milk to fuel their performance. Learn their inspiring stories at GonnaNeedMilk.com, brought to you by Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin. And also, officiating is important in this game and every game. Heard Monty Williams of the Detroit Pistons not at all pleased with the officiating and the late going of that loss to the Knicks last night. Well, we continue to make progress, but there remains a shortage of WIAA-licensed officials for a number of high school sports in Wisconsin. We salute those who have committed their time and effort to ensure we maintain education-based athletics, because without officials, there are no games. Please don't hesitate if you want an exciting and rewarding experience. It's also a great way to earn more than a few dollars. Get licensed as a contest official today by accessing the Officials tab at the top of the WIAA website at the WIAAWI.org to get started. A message from WOGO and the WIAA, keeping the education in sports. Time for our Toys and Ford keys to the game. You'll find a friend at Toys and Ford in Chippewa Falls. Well, high school basketball, and so we borrow from things that Dick Bennett and Bo Ryan preached, and Greg Gard does too for the Badgers, which is play good defense, take good shots, limit your turnovers, and try to shoot and try to make more free throws than the other side attempts. If the Cards can do those things better than Rapids tonight, they can win this tournament opener, the Division I quarterfinal, on the road. From Wisconsin Rapids Lincoln High School, I'm Mark Halverson. We've got the starting lineups in basketball coming next on WOGO, Hallie, Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls.
Unlimited.
It's time to boost your career. Nestle Health Science is expanding and hiring to meet demand. Nestle offers great pay and a full benefits package, including a 401k and pension. Production operators receive up to $29.80 per hour after 90 days, and maintenance mechanics receive up to $34.77 per hour, plus premiums and bonuses. Nestle offers you stability with a strong history of offering careers that pay a living wage and great benefits to people like you for over 30 years in the Eau Claire area. Go to NestleJobs.com to find current openings. NestleJobs.com. That's NestleJobs.com.
I got a Dear John letter from my asphalt roof after 15 years. Said, hey, great times together. I need to find someone new. Frankly, she just wore out. But we're moving on to a brighter future with a metal roof.
I've fallen head over shingles for a new metal roof. She's strong, durable, and energy efficient. Keeps me cool in the summer and cozy in winter. I want the best for my family, and it's a...
The York Strand
Metal Roof.
50.
Need a dumpster? Call Johnson Roll-Off Service. Whether you're in the middle of a remodel, demolition, spring or fall cleanup, or have materials to haul away from fire or water damage, Johnson Roll-Off Service has a dumpster size to fit your project. They also offer dumpsters for recycling metal, concrete, cardboard, and much more. Johnson Roll-Off Service provides haul away and disposal services for the majority of West Central Wisconsin. Prompt, courteous, professional. When you need a dumpster, call Johnson Roll-Off Service. JohnsonRolloffService.com.
Hi, I'm Jamie Liebrandt, Market President at Northwestern Bank, where everything we do comes back to our mission to build stronger communities where people matter. We serve our communities throughout Northwestern Wisconsin with great services and all the conveniences of modern banking, but we pledge to never lose the personal, friendly style that makes us who we are. Our team connects people and businesses with customized financial solutions that work for them, and we are always committed to giving back. Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter. Member FDIC.
Location. It's very important. But what happens when you can't get to the glass repair shop to fix your windshield? Call White City Glass. They'll come to you. It doesn't matter if you're in Abbotsford, Arcadia, Rice Lake, or Hudson, or any place in between. They've installed thousands of windshields in thousands of places for 50 years. They know what they're doing. It's your car. It's your choice. Tell your insurance company you insist on White City Glass.
White City Glass.
Quality Propane and Fuels, Northern Wisconsin's trusted propane supplier since 1996. At Quality Propane, we're committed to the highest level of service for all our customers, residential, commercial, and industrial. Quality Propane always brings you competitive rates through our strong focus on efficiency, and we use the very latest technology to keep your family safe and cut energy costs. Payment programs available to fit any situation. Call 723-9490, stop by the office, or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com.
Boys Division I quarterfinal basketball from Wisconsin Rapids. I'm Mark Halverson with the starting lineups. First for your Chi-Hi Cardinals tonight. 6 foot and a senior, number one, the leading scorer at 17.3 a game, Easton Bob. Also the card, 6'5 senior, number two, averaging 12.4 a game, Carson Wiedemeyer. The Cardinals going with 6'2 senior, number four, averaging 14 a game, Braden Dickerson. Also a 6'3 senior, number five, the leading rebounder for the Cards, and coming in averaging 4.5 a game, David Turhark. And at 5'11 and a senior, number 10, averaging 3 points a game, Jacob LeQuay. The Cards are coached by Jason Prue. Meanwhile, for Wisconsin Rapids tonight, they go with 6'1 junior, number one, averaging 16.2 a game, Sean Reynes. Also 6'2 sophomore, number three, Brody Gilbertson, averaging 14 a game. 6'2 senior, averaging 14.4 a game, number four, Trayton Clary. Also 6 foot senior, number 13, averaging over 9 a game, Keaton Broren. And finally, one of a couple of brothers that are on this squad together, 5'11 junior, number 23, Jason Seligowski. And Wisconsin Rapids coached by Jack Smalley. All right, we've got Chi-Hi in their road black uniforms and the red numerals lettering and trim. And Chi-Hi wins the tap, and they go right to left to start this contest here tonight. LeQuay with it. And Rapids in those white uniforms with the red numerals and lettering and some black trim. Chi-Hi with the basketball on top. LeQuay. LeQuay, and again, if Gavin, you can remove the USA the news and from my headset, I greatly appreciate it. Wiedemeyer is partially blocked, and out of there with it is Rapids. And Reynes ahead on the forecourt to Seligowski. They work it across, and looking at the three, now driving through the lane and missing the shot. No foul call. Missed shot that time by Gilbertson. Good defense by the Cards. Now we reset. Easton Bob on the far side loses it out of bounds. It'll stay Chi-Hi basketball. 17-18 to go here in this first half. And LeQuay inbounding it on the far side for the Cardinals. Nothing-nothing game. The winner faces Marshfield on Friday night. No easy task. They manhandled the Cards by 40, and they beat Rapids twice pretty convincingly as well. They're a top five team in the state, undefeated in the Wisconsin Valley Conference this year. But hey, be nice to win this game to start things, and you never know. Shahai, patient possession. They work it down low. There's the drive. Dickerson has it blocked, and a foul. First one of the game is going to go on Brody Gilbertson, the sophomore. He gets his first personal, first team foul. And 16:55 to go here in this first half. And the first free throw from Gilbertson rattles out for him. No good. Gilbertson on Dickerson, rather, on the season, a 67% free throw shooter. Get a second try. Dickerson, the next one is up off the back iron. No, so he misses two, but Turhart gets the rebound, and the Cardinals stick with it. There's a deflection and a pass intended for Weibonner out of bounds. So missing both free throws, Dickerson, we mentioned 67%. So LaQuail inbound for the Cards, nothing game, a minute 10 underway. And inbounds, Dickerson on top. Wiedemeyer for three and the lead. It's off the rim, no good. Rebound to Rapids. Comes away to Keaton Broren. And they bring it left to right. On the far side to Seligowski. On top, they get it to Clary. There's the three-point attempt. Short. Out of bounds to Chippewa. So both teams a little sluggish. 90 seconds into this one. Time for me to tell you, Stelter Incorporated, a legacy, the highest quality and longest-lasting concrete for three generations. Stelter Incorporated has been turning dreams into reality and are always proud to support local sports. Visit StelterIncorporated.com. We appreciate their support and all of our advertisers making this tournament broadcast possible on WOGO. LaQuay drives the lane. Left-handed layup is good, and the Cardinals lead it 2-0. So LaQuay getting the Cardinals the 2-0 lead. And now Rice Lake getting the ball back. And there's getting it down into the low post, putting up the shot off balance, and it's going to be a dribbling violation, a travel, I believe, called on Reynis down low, the first turnover for either club with 16:06 to go here in this first half. So LaQuay, the only score so far for the Cards in this 2-0 advantage for Chippewa. And there's the drive. Dickerson down low, misses the shot, gets his own rebound, fighting for it, but out of there with it is Rapids' Brody Gilbertson. Gilbertson bringing it down the floor. They get it ahead on top. Seligowski, he'll kick it out, and a whistle and a chai-high foul is going to go on Wiedemeyer, his first. And the first in the Cards is a team with 15:38 to go, first half. First on Carson. And Rapids to inbound it from underneath is Gilbertson, the sophomore, whose play has improved a lot this last month, according to Coach Smalley. Reynis, their leading scorer on the right side, brings it out on top. Dickerson, fine defense working on him. Good matchup in the man-to-man for the Cards. The three-pointer for the lead from the left corner is good. Dropping that in there is Keaton Broren. And again, we mentioned over 44% from three-point range. He's their leading three-point shooter on the season. And we've got our first lead change of the night. LaQuail drive, kick it. They work it around the outside. Wiedemeyer for the three in the lead. Off the rim, no good. Rebound Rapids. Out of there with it, Gilbertson. Gilbertson races down the floor for Rapids to get it on the outside. Seligowski, he'll drive into the lane. He's pretty quick, and he's got a hoop, and it's a 5-2 lead here for Wisconsin Rapids, their biggest lead of the night at three. LaQuail brings it for the Cards. 14:45 left first half. Driving, kicks it left side. Turhark in the left corner. He'll penetrate, gets it down low. Wiedemeyer seems aggressive, puts up the shot in the low post. No, missed it. Stays 5-2. Rapids, they've got the ball. On the outside, Reynis. Dribbling, gets it on top to Gilbertson. Left corner, reverse layup blocked by Turhark. Nice job, but recovered down low by Clary and puts it in. And Rapids on a 7-0 run leads it 7-2. Coach Pruitt choosing not to call a timeout. With 14:10 left here, first half. Cardinals, this is a important possession here. The lead has grown to five. Rapids, the home team. They've got the 8-16 record. There's the bounce pass. Goes by Wiedemeyer out of bounds. And the Cardinals' first turnover of the night with 13:59 left here, first half. Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter and proud to support local athletics. And we've got a timeout back in half a minute. 13:59 left first half. Cards down 5 to Rapids. And the Red Raiders have the ball on WOGO Sports.
What are customers saying about Post Glass and Mirror?
Amazing job on my screens and very friendly. Windows look new.
Great work, polite and professional. They've installed 3 shower surrounds for us, and we've been happy with all of them.
Got 2 shower doors from Post Glass and Mirror. High quality, excellent service.
Love the attention to detail.
Prices are the best in town, along with fast customer service.
For commercial, home, and auto glass, call Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. PostGlassAndMirror.com.
Hello, America. Mark Levin here. Our number
13:59 left in the first half, and the Cardinals trailing at 7-2. Mark Halverson from Wisconsin Rapids Lincoln High School. Good to have you along for the broadcast. The Cardinals got 2 from Jacob LeQuay. But since then, Rapids on a 7-0 run, and the Red Raiders with the ball. Each team with the turnover. Dickerson missed 2 free throws for the Cards earlier as well. There's the drive underneath. They kick it out to Zeligowski. They work it on the outside to Keaton Broen, who hit the 3-pointer earlier. And now Rapids on the outside. They got the hoop from Clary a short time ago. And again, handling the ball out on top. Gilbertson working around on the right side to Clary. He'll penetrate and drive and blocked. Nice block by Terhark, his second. He's stepping up defensively for the Cardinals to get it into the forecourt to Easton Bob. And they kick it off to LeQuay, and a good pass by Dickerson there. And the long three-pointer from Easton Bob, the first one attempt, no good. And the rebound down to Clary for Rapids. They continue to lead it 7-2 here in their home. Jen approaching 13 minutes left in the first half with about 5 minutes gone by. Good motion offense. Basket good and a foul and a sweet move by Sean Reynes. He gets his first 2. And Reynes giving them a 9-2 lead and a 9-0 run going on here for the Red Raiders as the second foul on Wiedemeyer, the Cardinal big man at 6'5". So Reynes to the free throw line, where on the season he is a 68% free throw shooter. So LeQuay checks out, G. Mason in to join Easton Bob and Terhark, and also Colin Nichols in there, and Reynes gets the free throw as well. Inside of 13 minutes left here, first half, and Dickerson into the forecourt for the Cards. He's one of their best penetrators, if not the best. G. Mason out on top. Cardinals desperately need a hoop here, down 10-2 right now. G. Mason behind the three-point line. Couple of dribbles between the legs. He'll get it to Dickerson down low. Into the lane. Finds an open shooter. Nichols fakes it. Takes it toward the lane. Into the lane. And there's the shot up by Dickerson. Off the front iron. No. Rebound Terhark. Terhark to G. Mason off his hands and out of bounds. Second Cardinal turnover. So Rapids now on a 10-0 run. Leading it 10-2. And building that, that lead here on their home court. Rapids the favorite. The 16 seed. But again, that 8-16 record and the 500 record in the postseason. In the second half of the season that Coach Smalley was talking about in the pregame. Whereas the Cards, again, their most signature win, the biggest win of the season, winning at Superior, 70-62. The drive, the missed shot, no good for Brody Gilbertson, and the Cardinals into the forecourt. G. Mason now ticking towards 12 minutes left first half. Bob, left corner, working on the defender, Zeligowski. And there's the shot, Colin Nichols from the right corner. No, rebound, Dickerson gets it for the Cardinals. Dickerson, left hand, puts it up and in. Nice job by Dickerson for 2. And the Cardinals break that 10-0 run that Wisconsin Rapids had going, a drive and a foul. And heading back to the free throw line, Reynes, the 68% free throw shooter with 11:40 left in the first half. And the foul goes on Easton on number 5, David Terhark. Terhark's first and the third on the Cards as a team. Free throw is good by Reynes. So 4 points for Sean. Leads them at 16.2 a game. And substitution now for Rapids into the contest comes Austin Tisland, a 6'3 junior. Spelling, number 4, Traden Clary, a 6'2 senior. And the next one is good by Reynes as well. So they're getting it done at the line and lead this thing 12-4 now. Cardinal basketball, Dickerson out on top. Between the leg dribble on top to LeQuay. Inside of 11.5 left first half. Cardinals down by 8. Dickerson, right corner. Working, and again, they're very aggressive defense on the Easton Bob, Seligowski. Now Loda Dickerson, left hand, and he gets another one. Dickerson for two more. 12-6 contest, and Braden stepping up with a couple of hoops here back-to-back for the Cardinals. And there's a deflected pass out of bounds. Good defense by Dickerson, doing it at both ends here for Chippewa. 12-6, Rapids by 6. Again, we're down 2-0 early and then went on a 10-0 run before the Cards got that hoop from Dickerson. Seligowski, one dribble, kicks it back to Reynes. Back right side to Seligowski, picked up there by Colin Nichols defensively. Again, this team loves the three-pointer. We haven't necessarily seen a lot of that so far. They did get the one early from Broren. And in the lane, and a travel called on Seligowski. So the Raiders get their second turnover, and so the Cards now fighting back. 10:36 left in this first half, trailing it by 6. Desire, determination, dedication, 3D Fitness in Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls. 3D Fitness offers free weights, personal training, sports nutrition, and tanning, plus two convenient locations in Eau Claire and downtown Chippewa. Open 24-7 so you can train on your schedule. 3D Fitness. Cardinal ball, Laquay down low, Dickerson facing a bit of a double team. Ball knocked away, Colin Nichols recovering it. And get it to Laquay. Laquay driving on the left side. The lefty gets it cross court to G. Mason. G getting it down low, Dickerson. Dickerson kicks it back. Laquay for three. Comes up short. Rebound Rapids. Brody Gilbertson. Here they come, racing to the other end. Gilbertson, the sophomore, takes it in. And good adjustments of his body to get around the defender, G. Mason, to boost the Rapids' lead back to their biggest of the game at 8 at 14-6. Terhark getting ready to come back for Coach Prue. Dickerson, right side, some contact, trying to come against Gilbertson. He'll shoot a fade and miss it off rebound. Colin Nichols got it, deflected pass and stolen away by Wisconsin Rapids' Seligowski. Cardinals' third turnover. Rapids with that 8-point lead. Reynes kicks it into the lane. Kicks it out, Seligowski. Reynes for three. Off the back iron, no good. Rebound to Seligowski for Rapids. Now driving, and a missed shot that time by Gilbertson, and the Cardinals out of there with it. Laquay with it. 14-6 game. We're approaching the midway point of this first half. Cardinals struggling with only 6 points. Laquay gets the basket, but is fouled before that, stopping the clock with 9:11 left first half. Just one foul. That'll be the second on Rapids in almost 9 minutes, so they've played pretty cleanly, leading it 14-6. As here come the subs, Clary and also Jarrett Seligowski, Jordan's brother. And Jarrett is 6 foot and a sophomore. And G. Mason for three, airballs it, and out of bounds. So the foul was on number 13 for Rapids, Keaton Bronin, his first. And we've got a full timeout. Back in a minute, 9:05, about the midway point of the first half, the Division I regional quarterfinal boys basketball game. Chahai down 8 at Rapids on WDOGO Sports.
Legacies aren't built in a day, and when it comes to concrete, Stelter Incorporated has been building their legacy for 3 generations. At Stelter, their commitment to the highest quality concrete means they mine and process the aggregates themselves and test it every day. And when you need materials delivered or hauled away, Stelter has a fleet of dump trucks and drivers at your service, turning your dreams into reality. Stelter Inc. Online at StelterIncorporated.com.
At Freeze Financial Group, we work with clients to understand their goals by helping build a definable and measurable path towards financial freedom. Our mission is to help make lives better, clients, team, and community, by optimizing true wealth. We're proud to support the Chi High basketball team in their run to the playoffs this season. Go Cards! Raymond James Financial Services, Inc. Member FINRA, SIPC. Freeze Financial Group is not a broker-dealer and is independent of RJFS.
Hopefully.
Chai trailing 14-6 following a full timeout. The Cardinals led early 2-0, and then Rapids going on a 10-0 run to lead it 10-2, 10-4, 12-4, and leading it now 14-6. And Rapids with the ball as they go left to right. on the outside. Brody Gilbertson gets it to Jordan Seligowski and his brother Jarrett in the game as well. And there's the drive, basket, and a foul, and a sweet drive by Brody Gilbertson, that talented 6'2 sophomore for Rapids, who, again, averaging 14 a game and has really come on for this club. And I'm a little bit, okay. Just Gavin back at our WOGO studio. I'm hearing a commercial in my headset, so I'm not just making you aware of that. Obviously, we presume you are. All right, the free throw is up and good for Gilbertson to complete the three-point play. And up the lead to 17-6. That is the biggest of the night for Rapids at 11 points. The Cardinals trying to answer back here. Dickerson has 4 and 2 for LaQuay, and that's it through more than 9 minutes of this first half. Trying to get a download of Dickerson, and we get a foul on the Cards away from the ball. Okay. And Dickerson foul away from the ball, and so he gets his first personal, fourth team on the Cards. So Chahai facing a significant test here against this Rapids club. Similarly sized schools, Chahai at 1,454 students, and Rapids 13 more at 1,467. Into the game, Jackson Laskowski, a 6-foot senior, going with number 0. As Rapids with the ball, working it on the outside, Traden Clary, and then they kick it on top to Keaton Broen, who's in the back end of the game. Boy, impressive numbers for Keaton, shooting threes at over 44%. Looked like we maybe had a near travel there by Jarrett Zeligowski. No call. And then the ball knocked out of bounds, and Rapids will keep it with 8:04 left here, first half, 17-6. Chahai trailing it by 4. Has that small chip in your windshield turned into a big, huge crack? Call White City Glass today, serving all of Western Wisconsin. Thanks to Gavin Bovey, working back at our WOGO studios, making the broadcast possible tonight. Lo and behold, in the pregame political programming, or conservative talk show, they were talking some about Gavin Newsom. Not in the nicest ways, but we have nothing but nice things to say about our Gavin. 7:45 to go here, first half. Rapids, a patient possession, trying to build this lead to 13 or 14. As they've kind of handled things. And there's a nice block by Easton Bob on Laskowski, and the Cards come out of there with it. You block it and keep it inbounds. Now the Cards see if they can get one here. No three-pointers so far. They have shut out Easton Bob, doing a good job on him defensively, a great job, and Laskowski on him. Now spin move, Dickerson down low, shot blocked. Dickerson recovers his own, and then out of there gets it to Traden Clary to the other end. Here comes Rapids as they bring it left to right on top Clary. This is Laskowski. Contact with G. Mason. Gets it back to Reynes. Reynes and a whistle and a foul with 7:02 left first half. And the referee going over to give the numbers. And that one is going to be on number 10, LaQuay. LaQuay's first personal, 15th foul on the Cards. And so Laskowski will check out, as will Zeligowski for Rapids, and they've got Sean Reynes in there. Their leading scorer goes right side, and there's the drive from Gilbertson, puts it up, and Honeycomb's in for him. Things are just rolling Rapids' way right now. They lead at 19-6, their biggest lead of the night at 13. 6:48 left until halftime. The Cardinals trying to find offense. LaQuay on top with it. Left side to Terhark. Terhark looks at the cutting. Wiedemeyer on top to LaQuay on the right side. The lefty on the right side. He gets one on top to Dickerson. They work it around to Terhark. Easton Bob trying to shake free. They're doing a fantastic job defensively on the Cardinals' leading scorer, who comes in averaging more than 17 a game. And LaQuay hits the three. And I was looking away at confirming something there. So, all right, well, it's a problem with a one-man broadcast. All right. They kick it on the outside into the corner, Seligowski. They get it on top to Gilbertson. Work it around to Clary. Clary to Seligowski. Seligowski, they work it on top to Broren. Seligowski going to go underneath. Oh, nice reverse layup from left to right. A sweet move for him. And it's a 21-9 game. Chippewa down 12, have been down 13. But Seligowski, impressive move on that two-point basket. LeQuay into the lane, goes Dickerson on the left side. They get it back out to LeQuay, who's got to be feeling his confidence here after having knocked down the three-pointer a short time. We've got five of Chahai's 9 points here in the first half. Dickerson the other four. Nice look-away pass from LeQuay to Wiedemeyer as the shot block goes up a second time and gets it. And the Cardinals back within 21-11. Rapids, three-point attempt from the right side is good. Again, they haven't really started to cook with the threes yet, but there is Clary getting one for Rapids that time. And taking care of business. As Chippewa now trying to set up Wiedemeyer, low post, and his pass through the hands of Terhark and out of bounds for the Cardinals' fourth turnover. Again, the Cards have done well with turnover. They have limited them. But just the offense, the shots have not necessarily been there for him. LeQuay hitting the three, and then, of course, more recently, Wiedemeyer the two. But that one, 24-11 now after the three-pointer a short time ago by Clary. And Rapids getting the missed shot, followed up and in by Gilbertson. He's got two more. Brody Gilbertson, the 6'2 sophomore, and he's every bit as impressive as Coach Smalley told us in the pregame. As the lead now grows to 26-11, and that is Rapids' biggest lead of the night. Terhark driving, kicks it LeQuay on top. He'll drive, take it in, finds Colin Nichols in the right corner. Driving, Nichols puts up a shot, and oh, it doesn't quite go for Colin, the 6'3 junior. And now there's another three-pointer to add to the lead, and that one's going to go to Keaton Broren, his second three of the night. This guy can drop him, folks, a 6-foot senior. With a three-point shooting percentage of more than 44 and great defense on Easton Bob in the backcourt by Jordan Seligowski. Cards will keep the ball, but again, that's just Seligowski is kind of the Patrick Beverly of what the Bucks have tried to acquire as kind of a defensive stopper, and he has primarily been on Easton Bob and limiting Easton well below his average, at least here in the first half, just shadowing him all over the floor. And then an interior pass stolen away. Cardinals' fifth turnover in the second consecutive possessions. And Reynes, they kick it, and now the drive, and they're able to get inside when they want. And the missed shot, though, on the left-handed layup by Brody Gilbertson, the sophomore. Cards into the forecourt. And redirecting his dribble is LeQuay. And another look-away pass. He finds Terhark, who's going to miss from the left corner. Again, the shot's just not dropping for the Cardinals, who trail it by 18. Seligowski loses the ball. It pops out of there like it's a pinball machine. And then the missed three-point attempt by Reynes. And the basket followed up and in by Clary. And he got fouled. So it's just going Rapids' way here tonight, as now all of a sudden the lead has grown to 20 at 31-11 with 3:06 left in the half. And we'll find out officially that foul going on the Cardinals. Easton Bob, his first, the sixth in the Cards' team. We have a break in the action. Rapids to the line. The Cards down 20 when we come back in half a minute on WOGO Sports.
Thousands of customers have earned over $20 million in interest since 2011 with Nicolet Bank. Are you ready to be one of them? Nicolet Bank is the home of real rewards checking, earning up to 3.00% annual percentage yield. Experience better checking with real rewards and choose a banking partner who is committed to the concept of shared success then and now. See terms and apply at NicoletBank.com or talk to your banker today. Nicolet Bank, real people, real conversations. Member FDIC.
That is such a shining example.
Chaha down 20, 3:06 left first half here at Wisconsin Rapids, the boys Division I regional quarterfinal game. Nestle Health Science is expanding and hiring. Nestle offers great pay and a full benefits package, including a 401k and pension. Production operators receive up to $29.80 an hour after 90 days, and maintenance mechanics receives up to $34.77 an hour, plus premiums and bonuses. Go to NestleJobs.com to find current openings. Max TV, McDonald in action tonight as well, and should they win, well, again, we have a very busy sports week for you. Obviously, the big game coming up on Thursday night, the McDonald girls in Ladysmith in that Division IV sectional semifinal game against Phillips. I believe roughly a 6:30 start or so for that here on WOGO Sports. And, of course, hockey on Friday morning, a 9:30 start as the free throw rattles out of there but recovered, and the Rapids got the rebound, and then a travel is called. So missing the free throw was Clary. But, again, they have they hit their first four free throws prior to that. And Rapids just their third turnover. So Cardinal ball, final 3 minutes here of the first half. Stick around for highlights and stats. And that WOGO Sports calendar coming up at halftime. We'll try to have an update on that McDonald game as well. I mentioned on Max TV, the Max at home against Boyceville. McDonald is 6th seed and Boyceville the 11th seed. Laquay drives and draws the foul. And a good job by Jacob, who is initiating things proactively here tonight. And his free throw percentage on the season is at 83%, as that's the second personal on Keaton Broren. And just the third team foul on Rapids. Wow, up 20 offensively as the free throw no good. And the Cards have struggled from the line tonight, so it's 0 for 3. But then also, boy, only three fouls, so... 2:43 left here in the first half. From Wisconsin Rapids Lincoln High School, Mark Halverson with the call here on WOGO's. Second free throw rattles out for Laquay as well. So just hasn't been the Cardinals' night, folks. And at the other end, there's Reynis, takes it right into Laquay, bumps him and scores. And so Reynis now with seven unofficially. 2.5 left in the first half, their biggest lead of the night at 22. G. Mason behind that three-point line into the left corner to Laquay. Picked up there defensively by Gilbertson. Laquay going to go left baseline. Runs into a double team on top. G. Mason, a little bit flat. Rebound, Terhark. The Cards leading rebounder puts it up and in. Good job, Terhark. So good job by David to get the hoop there for the Cardinals and get him back within 20 in the waning moments of this first half. As Gilbertson, the sophomore, with Dickerson on him defensively. Inside of 2 minutes left here in the first half, 33-13 Rapids. There's a deflected pass out of bounds. Again, Chi High, probably their most signature win. I mean, sure, they beat Medford and they beat Merrill, but that win over Superior, 70-62, late in the season, third-to-last regular season game, their signature win, because Superior, a three-seed in this tournament. So, but down 20 here at Rapids, and Zeligowski misses the shot. Reynis with the rebound. Whistle and a foul afterwards. Again, Rapids pretty impressive shooting from the outside, from the free throw line. They've been able to penetrate. They're rebounding. They've got fewer turnovers. And that's the second foul on Dickerson for the Cardinals. So right now you got Dickerson with two and two for Wiedemeyer and then one apiece for Easton Bob and Terhark and Laquay. As Reynis to the line, we mentioned a 68% free throw shooter and hits the first. Making it 34-13. Service Master of the Chippewa Valley, your local restoration experts for fire damage, water damage, mold remediation, and trauma, carpet and air duct cleaning. As the missed free throw and then swatted around in Rapids with it, and Reynis for three, and he gets a three-pointer. So he misses a free throw. That's symbolic of the night for them. And they knock it around, and then he gets a three. Their biggest lead at 37-13, and... we'll get Service Master. We'll take that from the top here late first half or more likely at halftime. So you'll get bonus, Service Master. There's the missed shot from G. Mason from three-point range. Rebound, Terhark. Laquay for three. Off the rim, no good. Rebound, Terhark again. So David just picking up those rebound numbers. Easton Bob just hungry for a hoop, and he'll put a soft touch, no. Fighting and fighting. Terhark tipped one, no, and tipped the second time, and it finally goes. So about at least three, maybe four rebounds for Terhark on that possession for the Cardinals. As final 45 seconds of this first half, and the Cardinals down by 22 have been down by as many as 24. And losing the ball, Reynis, and then recovered. And now Rapids content to just hold it this final half minute. He's out near midcourt. Laquay kind of swatting at it. Reynis driving. Sean unofficially have him for 10 points. He's their leading scorer at over 16 a game. A 6'1 junior. And again, Gilbertson's come on, and then you got Clary. So then you got three guys that average about 45 a game. But, hey, you cannot forget about Broren, who shoots over. Oh, they toss one to Zeligowski and Reynes. It was like an alley-oop layup rather than a dunk, and they get that hoop right before the half. And the Cardinals, right before the half, launching a desperate three-pointer as well. And we'll come back in 3 minutes with the halftime here on WOGO Sports. Cardinals trail at 39-18.
Hi, this is Dave Check, attorney and owner of the Check Law Office. I've been a part of the Chippewa Falls community for most of my life. It's where I grew up and where I started my practice. My motto at the Check Law Office has always been to provide people with the same legal service that I would expect if my own family needed an attorney. You meet with me directly and you are treated like part of the team. My goal has always been to get problems solved as efficiently and inexpensively as possible. I have proudly fought for Chippewa Falls on the field, as a coach, and as an attorney. Don't hesitate to add the Check Law Office to your team.
Winning in sports takes teamwork. At Johnson Roloff, we are a team. And when everyone does a part, success comes easier. Make Johnson Roloff service a part of your team. Johnson Roloff helps you keep your job site clean, safe, and more efficient. Call Johnson Roloff Service for dumpsters at your construction site, roofing job, or for recycling metal, appliances, tires, and more. Get prompt, courteous, and professional service every time. Visit JohnsonRoloffService.com. Proud to support our local athletes. That's JohnsonRoloffService.com.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toys and Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toys and Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toys and Ford.
Legacies aren't built in a day, and when it comes to concrete, Stelter Incorporated has been building their legacy for three generations. At Stelter, their commitment to the highest quality concrete means they mine and process the aggregates themselves and test it every day. And when you need materials delivered or hauled away, Stelter has a fleet of dump trucks and drivers at your service, turning your dreams into reality. Stelter Inc. Online at StelterIncorporated.com.
Remember when you were a kid and broke that window? Remember how bad you felt when Mom and Dad found out? Mom made everything okay with hot cookies. Dad called White City Glass to fix it. That was years ago. When someone little you know breaks one of your windows, bake the cookies and call White City Glass. They're in the business of fixing broken glass of any kind. White City Glass, helping people of all ages since 1967.
Nicolet Bank loves the neighborhoods we serve. We believe our hometown communities are the backbone of what makes our area special. Real people, real conversations. It's more than just a tagline. And you'll see that every time you stop into a branch of Nicolet Bank in your neighborhood. By banking with Nicolet Bank, you're investing in your neighbors and your community. Choose a banking partner who is committed to the concept of shared success. NicoletBank.com. Real people, real conversations. Member FDIC.
All right, recapping the first half here as Chippewa Falls trailing at 39-18. And right before halftime, Jacob LeQuay had launched one from maybe beyond half court, and it went in. And my apologies for not being right on top of that. I mean, there was a reaction from the crowd, and I truly didn't know. I apologize to some of the weaknesses of being the sole broadcast. I didn't know if they didn't put it immediately up there, but yes. So LeQuay, with that excitement, had another three-pointer as well and a two-point field goal. So LeQuay, the unlikely scoring leader for the Cards in a first half that has seen the Cardinals really struggling for points, and Easton Bob, their leading scorer, shut out. So 39-18, the Cards actually led early 2-0. But then Rapids went on a 10-0 run, leading it 10-2. Then it was 14-6, and the Rapids upping the lead to 11 for the first time in the night, double digits at 17-6. Rapids able to boost the lead to 26-11, and even in the late going, leading it by 24 at 37-13. and actually did have a 24-point lead again, seemingly right before the half until the three-point attempt, the shot to end the half by Laquay going in to make it a 39-18 game. Service Master of the Chippewa Valley, your local restoration experts for fire damage, water damage, mold remediation, and trauma. Carpet and air duct cleaning available as well. Service Master, ChippewaValley.com. Trust comes in the yellow truck. Turnovers in the first half unofficially. Chahai with 5-3 for Wisconsin Rapids. And some of the scoring is unofficial. I'll try to see if we can maybe bone up on that a little bit later. But let's try to check for you. Go back and revisit some of the highlights from the first half. Again, talking about it seems like it's Rapids night. And but again, up by 21 on their home court here as we start the postseason. And the car trying to avoid one and done, but have their work cut out for them here in the second half. Here's some of the highlights from half number one. It's Ball on WOGO. Laquay drives the lane. Left-handed layup is good, and the Cardinals lead it 2-0. So that early lead for Chippewa was sweet, but it didn't last long as Rapids went on a 10-0 run.
Cardinals into the forecourt. G. Mason now ticking towards 12 minutes left first half. Bob, left corner, working on the defender, Zeligowski. And there's the shot, Colin Nichols from the right corner. No, rebound, Dickerson gets it for the Cardinals. Dickerson, left hand, puts it up and in. Nice job by Dickerson for two. Cardinal basketball, Dickerson out on top. Between the leg dribble, on top to Laquay. Inside of 11 and a half left first half. Cardinals down by eight. Dickerson, right corner. Working, and again, they're very aggressive defense on the east, and Bob Zeligowski. Down low to Dickerson, left hand, and he gets another one. Dickerson for two more. And one more first half highlight. Would love to have the Laquay three-pointer if I would have been on top
of it. G. Mason behind that three-point line into the left corner to Laquay. Picked up there defensively by Gilbert. Laquay going to go left baseline. Runs into a double team on top. G. Mason, a little bit flat. Rebound, Turhart. The Cards leading rebounder puts it up and in. Good job, Turhart. And there you go, some of our first half highlights as the Cardinals, struggling offensively, trail at 39-18. We'll take another two-minute timeout, the second half of basketball. Just ahead, it's the WIA postseason. The Cards down 21 at Rapids on WOGO Sports.
A plumbing or heating emergency doesn't just wait around for standard business hours.
Sorry, we're closed.
And that's why Wirzgalla Plumbing and Heating is available 24/7. Serving the Chippewa Valley and surrounding areas since 1969, trust Wirzgalla Plumbing and Heating. Day or night, we're here for you. Wirzgalla Plumbing and Heating. Call 839-0707. 839-0707.
It's time to boost your career. Nestle Health Science is expanding and hiring to meet demand. Nestle offers great pay and a full benefits package, including a 401k and pension. Production operators receive up to $29.80 per hour after 90 days, and maintenance mechanics receive up to $34.77 per hour, plus premiums and bonuses. Nestle offers you stability with a strong history of offering careers that pay a living wage and great benefits to people like you for over 30 years in the Eau Claire area. Go to NestleJobs.com to find current openings. NestleJobs.com. That's NestleJobs.com.
I'm Jack Strand, and I've partnered with the Czech Law Office. As a quarterback for Bloomer and now at a Division II college, I have learned the importance of having a solid team on your side. Athletics has also taught me the importance of leadership, community, and dedication. These are the same skills that Attorney Czech brought to the Chippewa Valley and built his firm around 25 years ago. Community has been a big part of that process, and Attorney Czech served as president of both the YMCA board as well as the school board. The Czech Law Firm model has always been teamwork. Don't hesitate to join our team.
Right now.
At Post Glass and Mirror, quality comes first. Maybe you need a beautiful storefront window or a show-stopping custom shower door. Post Glass and Mirror can custom cut glass and mirrors and offers quick replacement of fogged or broken windows. And if your windshield takes a hit, they offer free mobile service and can recalibrate windshields from all makes and models. When you call Post Glass and Mirror, you're calling professionals. For commercial, home, and auto glass, call Post Mirror in Chippewa Falls. Call 723-8676 or postglassandmirror.com.
Involved person. So your loved one wasn't murdered. They were involved with a justice-involved person.
Trailing at the half, 39-18 from Wisconsin Rapids. I'm Mark Halverson, WOGO Sports. Quality Propane and Fuels, Northern Wisconsin's trusted propane supplier since 1996. Residential, commercial, and industrial, Quality Propane always brings you competitive rates and the latest technology to keep your family safe and cut energy costs. Call 723-9490, stop by, or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com. First half scoring looked like this for Wisconsin Rapids. 11 for Sean Reynes, their leading scorer. 9 for the sophomore Brody Gilbertson. 7 for Traydon Clary. 6 for Keaton Broren on 2 3-pointers. And Jordan Zeligowski had an impressive hoop as they worked the alley-oop at the end of the half right before the 3 from LaQuay. And those are the 39 for Rapids for Chihai. 2 for Wiedemeyer, 4 for Dickerson, 4 for Turhart, and 8 for Jacob LaQuay to lead the Cardinals in scoring. Jacob Kanan averaging 3 a game. So what do you know? East and Bob, they shut him out in the first half. All right. Second half of basketball now as the Cardinals in those road black uniforms with the red numerals, lettering, and trim got the ball down 39-18. So going to try to make it happen here. Keep the dream alive, and out of bounds, and the Cards will maintain possession. And so LaQuay will inbound it for Chippewa. And they're working around on the left side. Wiedemeyer for 3. There it is. Wiedemeyer, a 3-pointer. And the Cardinals are on the scoreboard within 18. So back-to-back threes, I guess, if you count the one that LaQuay made right at the end of the half. And now working it on the outside again, going right to left, Wisconsin Rapids, as Wiedemeyer with that 3-pointer up to 5 points on the night. Working on the outside to Zeligowski, and Rapids not going to be in any hurry with an 18-point lead. They've led by as many as 24 on the night. And on the outside, Reynes on the dribble picked up by Dickerson, a fine Chihai defender. And taking it down the lane, missing a pull-up shot that time, is Clary, and the Cards out of there with it. So Chippewa on a 6-0 run. They were down 39-15. They're within, and there's Easton Bob, his first two. There it is. And the Cardinals within 16 at 39-23. And a timeout called by Jack Smalley of Rapids. He wants to talk it over. The Cards on an 8-0 run. Back in half a minute on WOGO Sports. Hello.
With a boiler repair diagnostic from Wärzgalla Plumbing and Heating, first you'll find our service is second to none with clean, professional, and friendly boiler service and installations. Maybe it's cracking noises, foul odors, no hot water, or the boiler is on but not heating. Wärzgalla will diagnose the problem and give you all the best options for a smooth heating season. Call 1-800-307-9000 or go to wärzgalla.com.
Try and work that out, too, because I'm going to actually let you talk. I like hearing what you have to say.
Rapids with the ball down. They're up by 16, but the Cards on an 8-0 run. And, again, credit coach Jack Smalley not wasting any time calling that timeout. 5-0 here in the second half, and the Cards actually got that 3-pointer to end the half. So an 8-0 run, and there's the drive for 2 by Brody Gilbertson. So Gilbertson with 11 now, and again, it was good to see Easton Bob get his first hoop of the night for the Cardinals as well last possession. Ball on the floor. Bob's going to get it to LaQuay. LaQuay inside the three-point line. Dickerson fakes. He'll drive. Kicks it back LaQuay. LaQuay driving. Jump step. Drop. Working on the outside, Dickerson. Dickerson driving. Kicks left corner. LaQuay for 3. Got it again. His third of the night. LaQuay stepping up big time for the Cards. So a big one by LaQuay makes it 41-26. And now, again, Rapids with that 15-point lead. And a patient possession for them. As Reynes kicks it on the outside to Broren. They work it to Zeligowski. Back behind the arc to Gilbertson. He'll drive all the way down Main Street and off the left and a basket and a foul. The hoop and the harm Laquay not sure what he did and trying to cover Gilbertson, who gets the two. So Gilbertson, a couple of hoops here in the second half, and he heads to the free throw line. The super sophomore has actually Turhart got the foul, not Laquay. And a free throw off the front iron, no good, and the rebound Turhart. Here comes Chippewa the other way. On the outside, Laquay. On the left side, as the Cards bring it left to right, he'll penetrate, deflected pass, and Rapids tries to save it, and they can't. Cards keep it, 15-11 left, second half, 43-26. Again, the halftime score was 39-18, and Cardinals able to cut it to 39-23. So better offense here, already 8 points in the second half. The gym rather quiet at the moment. The referee setting something at the scorer's table. Okay. All right, well, on the outside, Laquay. He'll drive, take it all the way in, and miss the left-hander missing with a, looked like a right-handed layup attempt. And out of there with it, here comes Brody Gilbertson. He'll alley-oop it again to his team. They like the alley-oop, and they get it to Traydon Cleary. And Rapids is getting it working. Again, they're pretty impressive guy. I mean, they got the outside shooting, and they can work it down low, and the lead back to 19. Easton Bob, left baseline whistle and a foul. As the lead now at 45-26. The biggest is at 24, of course. And now Laquay looking to get it in as the foul going on Zeligowski. His first foul of the night. So they have really limited their fouls. Rapids has. They did in the first half as well. Approaching 14 and a half minutes left here in this second half. Cardinals down 45-26. Easton Bob for three, and it rolls around and out, and the rebound down to Traydon Cleary for Wisconsin Rapids. Zeligowski at the other end. There's the outside shot is up and in, and a good outside shooting team. Traydon Cleary bombs away, and that makes it 48-26, and so whatever the Cards have done to shrink the lead to 16, it's back to 22 now. Chippewa taking it down the lane, Laquay, and he got fouled before the basket with 14-10 left here in this second half. And so Laquay will inbound it for the Cardinals. As the foul goes on Broren, his third, Keaton Broren, the 6 foot senior, third personal on him. Dickerson down low, puts up a shot, no, gets his own rebound, puts it off glass and two for Dickerson. 48-26, so give Braden his third field goal of the night. He's got six. Cardinals within 20. Zeligowski, they go into the left corner, and Jarrett Zeligowski, Jordan's brother, into the game. But it's going to be an offensive foul, a charge against Wisconsin Rapids, and the first personal and the first one on Sean Reynes tonight in the game. So a 20-point lead, the Cards, 20-point deficit for Chippewa. Laquay on it, has his pocket picked. Loose ball on the floor. With it, Wiedemeyer gets it off Laquay. Laquay, deflected pass, down low Dickerson. Tries to get it to Turhart, puts it up and in. And the Cardinals back within 18. And Chippewa up to 30 points on the night now with that made basket. And Turhart has 6 points on the night. On the outside, Reynes behind the three-point line. Clock ticking toward 13 minutes left. Time of the essence for Chippewa. Want to get this thing. Oh, and a deflection and knocked out of bounds. Turhart at least his third block of the night on the driving sophomore, Brody Gilbertson, with 13:03 left. And into the game now, number 10, Austin Tisland, a 6'3 junior for Rapids. And to the bench goes number 4, Traydon Cleary, a 6'2 senior. 13 minutes left in this second half. On the outside, there's Brody Gilbertson, and they work it down low, and Gilbertson, two more. Gilbertson, very impressive. They said he's had a strong second half of the season, and we're seeing it. 50-30 now, the Cardinals trailing it by 20. again, seeing an improved offense, but now, you know, in trying to play catch-up, hard to stop Rapids as Easton Bob's going to graze the rim on a three-point attempt, and the rebound comes down to Jarrett Zelagowski. Jarrett, the younger of the Zelagowski brothers. And a whistle and a shot-high foul with 12:28 left here in the second half. And that is on Braden Dickerson, his third. Freeze Financial Group in Chippewa Falls helps their clients build a definable and measurable path towards financial freedom. Learn more at freezefinancialgroup.com. Go Cards from Freeze Financial Group. On the outside, there's the attempt, and the three-point shot no good by Brody Gilbertson. Cards get the rebound. Laquay beating Zelagowski to it. Jordan Zelagowski. Laquay driving and a reach-in foul going to be called on Brody Gilbertson. 50-30 Rapids with 12:12 to go. And trying to get tuned in on Max TV for the live broadcast and get you updated on that one as well. And there's the three-pointer for the Cardinals. Easton Bob getting his three-point attempt going. And Easton draining that one. And for Easton on the night, that's his first three-pointer of the evening for Chippewa Falls. And now Wisconsin Rapids at the other end. And Zelagowski puts up a tough shot, gets his own rebound, and kicks it out to his teammate. And there's the drive to the hoop on the right side. Missed. No good by Gilbertson. And a foul. And that's going to go on Wisconsin Rapids. So the Cards have cut it to 17. 11:38 to go. It's a big mountain to climb, but hey, one possession at a time, right? That's for sure. And Chippewa with it. And that foul going on Gilbertson, his third. And G. Mason getting a three-pointer for the Cards to make it a 50-36 game. So the Cards starting to take care of some business here. Within 14. It's been a while since they've been as close as 14. And deflection down low by Terhark, and the Cards out of there with it. They're down by 14. Here's Chippewa with the basketball. Laquay gets it to Wiedemeyer, left baseline. He'll put it up, and oh, would have been nice to see that cut it to 12. Unfortunately, didn't quite go for him. The other end, Rapids are trying to get it, and it could be a travel, and it is. So a turnover on Rapids, their fourth, and the travel on Tisland. The Cards get it with 10:56 to go, down by 14. Keep fighting. Right now, just encouraging if you get that thing to single digits. And Wiedemeyer's shot attempt was very close last time. Into the forecourt, G. Mason, joined out there by Laquay, Easton Bob, Terhark, and down low, they're trying to get it to Wiedemeyer, but stolen away. Cardinals' sixth turnover. To the other end, the fast break, and the ball knocked away by the Cardinal defense, Laquay. He wanted the interception. And 50-36 Rapids. They've led by as many as 24, but that was late first half, and the Cardinals fighting back. Got it to 14 right now. So Braden Dickerson in for Terhark and the Chahine defense here. And Zelagowski on the outside works it off to Gilbertson. And there's a shot put up. No good by Reynes. And the Cards out of there with it. G. Mason, and he's going to draw the foul from Reynes. And so Reynes committing the second personal and the sixth team foul on Rapids to just the two for the Cardinals. So I think it seems to me that Rapids with the big lead maybe lost some of that mental focus. And then also credit the Cards as Laquay's going to put up a shot. No good. Up and in. And the tip is good by Wiedemeyer and a foul. So Wiedemeyer gets the hoop and he goes to the free throw line to try to complete the play. And include that in the highlights as well as the Cardinals are within 12. And that is the foul number four in the game on Gilbertson. And Wiedemeyer hit the free throw. And the Cardinals have woken up here. I mean, woken up the crowd, too. I mean, it's a much more interesting game now. The Cardinals within 11. And now I got to clamp down that defense here. And there's the steal by Laquay. Laquay racing down the floor. He'll lay it up and in. And the Cardinals now are within 9. And a timeout Rapids. Chi High, what a comeback they're mounting. They were down 24 within 9 on WOGO Sports.
I got a Dear John letter from my asphalt roof after 15 years. Said, hey, great times together, but I need to find someone new. Frankly, she just wore out. But we're moving on to a brighter future with a metal roof. I've fallen head over shingles for a new metal roof. She's strong, durable, and energy efficient. Keeps me cool in the summer and cozy in winter. I want the best for my family, and it's a...
The York's Friend.
Metal roof.
From McDonough, where the Max lead Boyceville in a real dogfight with the Bulldogs, 46-45. So the Max getting all they can handle there. Here, Chi High has made a 24-point game. They're within 9 with still a ton of time left at 9:54 to go. Don't let a lingering injury keep you from being your best at Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine. Their team of highly trained sports medicine, orthopedic surgeons, and athletic trainers will get you, my friend, back in the game. Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls with a new and improved clinic and surgery center now open in Rice Lake. Visit CVOSM.com/WOGO. Well, again, the Cards, some impressive fight here with still a ton of time, just a shade under 10 minutes to go, and they've got the momentum. Chippewa has the momentum right now, and it has been a team effort. But, boy, I think Jacob Laquay has helped lead the way here with that... And it's a turnover, a travel, and that is yet another turnover. That is number 6. And so all the momentum in Chai's direction in a game where Rapids on their home floor led by 24. And so very concerned now is Jack Smalley, the Rapids coach. Chai with it. Laquay bounce pass down low for 2 more to Dickerson, and the Cards are within 7. Chai giving you something to cheer about back home. Within 7 now. And a great job to Dickerson down low on that one. And now Rapids in a situation where this is really getting important for them. And going left baseline, a blocking foul on G. Mason against Clary. But wow, the Cards have come from 24 down to within 7, and we're not even to the midway point of the second half. And... G. Mason with his first personal and the third team foul on the Cardinals. Inbounds pass, getting it out on top. They get it to Jarrett Zeligowski, and on top, Reynas, their leading scorer. He gets it to Jordan Zeligowski. And here's Jarrett driving into the lane. Let's get a stop on him. They put it back out on top. Work it around. Again, Rapids trying to find some momentum. They led at the half 39-18. The Cards have outscored them now. 25, and there's a shot, a whistle, and a foul down low on Reynas, and he'll go to the line, the 68% free throw shooter. But again, Cards have outscored them in the second half, 25-11. So that's how you take a what had been a 24, then a 21 at the half, and you make it a 7-point game. And the foul is the third on Carson Wiedemeyer, so that's of concern for the Cardinals. As Reynas hits, he's been tough from the line tonight. He is, I believe... 5 out of 6 from the free throw line, so very good. And again, I've mentioned a 68% free throw shooter. Reynas, another one off the mark, no good, and the rebound to Wiedemeyer. So just an 8-point game here for Chippewa as the Cardinals with a 3 could cut it to 5. Laquay kicks left corner to Mason. Mason shot out of the way, air ball, and a whistle. And what's the call here? It's going to be a foul on Wisconsin Rapids, and it's a stay on the Chippewa end. And it was, I believe, in pursuit of the rebound. And, yeah, so Wiedemeyer goes to the line, says the Cards are in the bonus. And Coach Smalley trying to talk to the ref about it. But it's actually on number one. Reynas gets his third, so Reynas with 3. And, again, they've got other concerns, like Gilbertson has 4. They're super soft. 8:38 to go, and Carson to the free throw line, where he is a 59% free throw shooter. He hits the first one. He hit it one earlier to complete a 3-point play. So 51-44, look out for the Cards. They're coming like a train. I've heard a train, Amtrak was going to come to the Chippewa Valley, but Chi High train cooking tonight. There we go, another one. And it is a six-point game now, 51-45. Rapids into the forecourt. Six-point advantage coming right to left. Reynes now going to try to take charge. Goes right baseline. Finds his cutting teammate. Basket no good, and a foul on G. Mason. But it almost could have been a three-point play attempt for Gilbertson, but the ball popped out. So, again, Rapids was getting all the breaks it seemed in the first half, and Chi High making their own breaks in half number two as Mason gets his second personal. The fifth team foul in the Cards with still a ton of time. 8:26 to go, and this is just a different game. And the free throw is going to rattle out no good for Gilbertson. And Brody, a 67% free throw shooter as well. He'll get another one. 6 points. The Cards just 2 3-pointers away from tying this thing. Next one is going to be short. And the rebound, Wiedemeyer had it, and then Dickerson saved it. So both free throws missed by Gilbertson. And the Cardinals with the basketball. Laquay with the dribble out on top. Laquay with it, putting his head down, working in the lane and a whistle. And Reynes may have just got his fourth foul. He was doing the kangaroo hops with 8:12. We're just into the second portion of the second half. And it is on Reynes. It's his fourth. So this junior now with four fouls and a 51-45 Chi-Hi deficit as Laquay hits the free throw. It's been his night. 51-46. Jacob had missed two free throws earlier, but feeling the magic now. They're within five. The second one is good. They're within four. The Cardinals are within four at 51-47. Still over 8 minutes left in regulation. And Wisconsin Rapids, they've lost all that momentum of the first half. And Chi High has it, and they're coming. And there's a pass intended from Zeligowski to Reynes out of bounds. That is Rapids' seventh turnover. The Cards get it. Down by four. Fighting for Chippewa Falls on the field as a coach and in the courtroom. Dave Check of the Check Law Office making you part of the team. Into the forecourt. Mason on top to Laquay. Cardinal basketball. Dickerson. The Cards within four at 51-47. Who would have thunk it? Rapids with the man-to-man defense. The driving. Laquay puts it off. No good. The back iron. Oh, had it fell. They could have been within two. Laquay wants to sneak up and steal it from behind, and they do knock it away. They do get it, taking it away from Gilbertson. To the other end, the layup is good by Easton Bob, and the Cards are within two. The Cards are within two as Easton Bob able to get that one after the steal by the Chi-Hi defense. The Cardinals now within two, amazingly, at 51-49. There's the drive down the lane, basket good, and a foul for Trayden Clary just in the nick of time. For Wisconsin Rapids, still 7:07 to go, but they needed something to stop the freight train that is Chi High right now as Clary gets that one. And Clary, the 6'2 senior, to the free throw line, where on the season he's shooting 59%. Clary hits the back iron, no, but the rebound, Zeligowski, and then another Chi High foul. Unfortunately, the previous foul had been on Easton Bob, his third. And Bob had scored last time down. And so Turhar comes back for G. Mason now in a 53-49 game. And Zeligowski, Jordan to the line, where he is a 65% free throw shooter. And then that foul was on Mason. And then no good on the free throw. And so it's a 53-49 game. Cardinals, Laquay, Dickerson, Turhar, Wiedemeyer, and Bob. There's Dickerson off glass and two more, and the Cardinals within two. 53-51 as Dickerson getting the job done for Chippewa there. And within two, there's a three-pointer from Reynes off the rim. No good, and Wiedemeyer with the rebound. The Cards can tie or get the lead here. The Cards can tie or get the lead. Dickerson with it out on top. He'll go right side on the baseline. Dickerson picks up the dribble. Wiedemeyer, low post, spin move. Tie game! Carson Wiedemeyer from 24 down. The Cards have tied it with 6:17 to go in the second half. A three-pointer. Reynes answers for Rapids at the other end, but the Cards in a fight here. 56-53. And now Chippewa with it, working it to Laquay. He'll drive down the middle, puts up a tough shot. It's good, and the Cards within one at 56-55. Wisconsin Rapids whistle and a foul as Laquay had made that previous one for Chippewa. And a great drive for him as well. And now Terhark on the foul, his second. And off the back iron, no good for Reynas. 56-55, Rapids by one, 5:38 to go. Mark Halverson on the call here on WOGO. And rebound off the miss to Wiedemeyer. One-point game here on WOGO. Hallie Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls. Laquay on the outside. Into the deep left corner to Wiedemeyer. Working around the outside to Dickerson. On top, Laquay. What a night he's had. There's some contact into Easton Bobbin. Zeligowski gets away with it. 5:15 left. The Cards with the ball down one. They'd been down by 24 very late in the first half. Just seconds left. Dickerson, reverse layup is good. And the Cards grab the lead at 57-56. Dickerson, two more for him. And a whistle and a foul at the other end as Rapids trying to take it in to the Cardinals. Well, I'll tell you what, we had a lead change from 2-0 to 3-2, and this is only our second lead change. And it comes with just over 5 minutes left. And the free throw from Arenas is good. So I mentioned about a 68-69% free throw shooter as David Terhark getting his third personal foul. Still 5 minutes, still a ton of time. And the next one from Reynas is good, so he's knocking in the free throws. So there's your third lead change now. Back to 58-57. Boy, but it's made been made a lot more exciting than we thought it would have been. Wiedemeyer from long range misses the air ball three-point attempt, rebounded by Dickerson. Then Wiedemeyer's going to miss one, blocked. Laquay gets it. Nice dish to Wiedemeyer for two. Yes, what a no-look pass. Laquay has just really found the no-look pass tonight. And the Cardinals back to the lead now as they grab it at 59-58. And Reynas is taking it himself every time down the floor now. And all of a sudden we've had, after one lead change from 2-0 to 3-2, we've had three here. Just a lot of fun. This broadcast has become amazing. As Reynas is going to hit that one again. Another foul on the Cards, and this one goes on Terhark. He's got four. So every time Reynas is driving and driving and driving, and he's drawing fouls and getting to the free throw line, where he's not the greatest free throw shooter, but he's efficient. And everybody's saving their timeouts as Reynas is going to hit that one again. He's got nine free throws, folks, so he's popping those in there. And there's your fifth lead change. And 60-59, Cardinals are, there's Dickerson on the right side. On top to Laquay. Laquay driving into the lane, dishes to G. Mason, lost his handle on it, out of bounds to Rapids. Coach Prue thought differently. Coach Prue shaking his head saying no, he thought it hit a Rapids player. But Rapids with an advantage. Now they got the two free throws from Reynas. Oh, for the Cards, they've come so far. It would be so sweet. I call these sports prayers where you just go, you know, just come on, come on. 4 minutes to go. Rapids into the lane. Oh, almost dragging his pivot foot. Zeligowski missed on the drive for Rapids by the Broren, and Chippewa out with it. And Reiston Bob deflecting off of Zeligowski. Couldn't do it. Cardinal turnover. Here comes Rapids to the other end. They've got the ball in a one-point lead. Nice defense by Dickerson. Out of bounds. Two. Chippewa, nice job by Dickerson. He called it, and he made that one happen. Rapids' ninth turnover following a Cardinal turnover at the other end. 3:39 to go. Everything under the magnifying glass here. As Laquay will bring it into the forecourt. On top, Dickerson. 3.5 to play. Cardinals on the attack left to right. G. Mason down low to Wiedemeyer for two, and the Cards lead at 61-60. G. Mason found Wiedemeyer for the 61-60 lead, and that was a sweet pass, and it made it happen that time as two more for Wiedemeyer for the Cardinals. 61-60. The Cards by one. That's our sixth lead change. Rapids doesn't know what hit them. They were up by 24 late in the first half. And, again, you got the big fella, Reynas at 6-1, but just a lot of penetration, able to get to the line almost at will with 3:03 to go, and the Cards are going to run out of fouls eventually. As Easton Bob getting his fourth. So you got Bob with four and Terhark with four, and the first free throw from Reynas is good. That's his 10th made free throw on the night. And that ties it at 61. We have not settled at any ties yet tonight. We've been at lead changes. And Sam, we won't stay. I guess we did have a tie there momentarily. All right, at 62-61, Rapids with 3 minutes to go. The Cardinals, what excitement they have brought us here in the second half. G. Mason, Jacob Laquay, Carson Wiedemeyer, Easton Bob, and Braden Dickerson. Laquay down into the lane. Bounce pass to Wiedemeyer. Wiedemeyer down low, has it blocked, and out of there with it, Rapids. Rapids is the ball in a one-point lead. The Cardinals fans felt like maybe it should have been a foul. 2:40 to go. You can hear the boos and the frustration from the Chippewa side. Just over 2.5 to play. And a 10-second violation by Reynas. Oh, a mental error. He was too patient. And so their 10th turnover, and the Cards get it. And a timeout, Chippewa. We'll take a break as well. Back in a minute with the Cardinals. Down one with the ball, 2:32 to go. The winner moves on to face Marshfield on WOGO Sports.
On the court, the field, and the ice, leaders stand out. They innovate, inspire, and win at the highest level. And at Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, they are the unquestioned leaders in orthopedic brain and spine care. Whether it's surgery to get your athlete back in the game or managing chronic pain so you can enjoy life again, call Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls. With a new and improved clinic and surgery center now open in Rice Lake. Book your appointment at cvosm.com.
Northwestern Bank, delivering our values, creating a positive impact.
Working with Jamie at Northwestern Bank is like having another key player on your team. He believes getting to know you and your business is what allows him to provide the best banking solutions for your company's needs. His leadership and dedication has helped local businesses and organizations expand and grow, creating a positive impact in the Chippewa Valley.
Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter.
Cardinals have come from 24 down to have several leads here in this second half. Trail Rapids, 62-61. Cardinal ball as they go left to right. Our coverage tonight brought to you in part by Nicolet Bank. Visit your local Nicolet Bank in Eau Claire or Lake Hallie and anytime at NicoletBank.com. Go Cards from Nicolet Bank. Chippewa Falls basketball. Laquay right side to Dickerson. Wiedemeyer trying to post up. Easton Bob, after being largely shut down in the first half, he's come alive some more in the second half, but they've done just a great job on him tonight defensively, Wisconsin Rapids. Laquay on top. Wiedemeyer for three. Off the rim, no good. Rebound, Cardinals. Mason with it. G. Mason in the lane, and they work at Dickerson down low right baseline. And now, who's going to be willing to shoot? 2 minutes to go. Laquay is willing to take it to the lane. He puts up the shot, blocked. Good job defensively by Broren for Rapids. Cards will keep it with 1:58 to go, down one, 62-61. For Rapids, they've got Reynas and Jordan Zeligowski. And there is on top to Dickerson. He'll drive, pull up shot off the glass. No. Rebound, G. Mason. Tipping. Wiedemeyer there, fighting for it. Laquay out of there with it. Three-pointer on the way. Off the front iron, no. G. Mason fighting out of bounds, two. Chippewa. Woo! That was close. 1:45 to go. Coach Smalley didn't like it. Terhark's going to spell G. Mason. He slaps five with Coach Pru. 105 seconds left in regulation. And Laquay to get it in for the Cardinals. Down low, Dickerson. On top, Wiedemeyer for three. Doctor! The Cardinals lead it by two. Oh, Carson Wiedemeyer with ice in his veins. And Chippewa leads it by two. They grab the lead again, but this time by 2 points. And now Wisconsin Rapids wonders what hit them in their own gym. As good as this would be for the Cardinals to win, how painful would it be for Rapids? There's the drive and the missed shot. They get the rebound. Zeligowski with it, kicks it out to Reynas. Reynolds has gotten so many free throws, and now a three-point attempt by Reynolds off the rim, no good. Cardinal ball and the rebound with 105 to go. Wiedemeyer got the rebound. Chippewa with the ball and a two-point lead, 64-62. Laquay into the forecourt for the Cardinals. Bounce pass to Dickerson. And a foul on Rapids with 56.2 to go. And Jacob Laquay to the free throw line for the Cards, where he's an 83% free throw shooter. He's one of the guys you'd want at that line. And what a night. He has led. He has played defense. He has been a warrior for this club tonight. And that is the fifth foul. Gilbertson just fouled out as he's done. Gilbertson fouled out. So Brody Gilbertson, the super soft, is out of here, the 6'2 sophomore, as the Quay hit the first free throw. Here comes the second one. He got them both. Mr. Clutch makes it 66-62 Cardinals with 55 seconds left. There's the three-point attempt. It comes up short at the other end for Broren. And Chippewa with it. Laquay bounce pass in the backcourt to Wiedemeyer to Dickerson. Dickerson deflected and stolen away by Rapids. Rapids now. Reynolds puts it up and in, and it's a two-point game. And Chippewa wants a timeout with 37.4 seconds. We'll take a half a minute break. Back in a moment on WOGO Sports.
They start putting babies in microwaves and time.
Need a dumpster? Call Johnson Roll-Off Service. Whether you're in the middle of a remodel, demolition, spring or fall cleanup, or have materials to haul away from fire or water damage, Johnson Roll-Off Service has a dumpster size to fit your project. They also offer dumpsters for recycling metal, concrete, cardboard, and much more. Johnson Roll-Off Service provides haul away and disposal services for the majority of West Central Wisconsin. Prompt, courteous, professional. When you need a dumpster, call Johnson Roll-Off Service. JohnsonRolloffService.com.
I asked a shopkeeper here in Jerusalem this morning, how do you explain it? He said, it's people. And you can't understand.
Well, an update, McDonald, 56-55 lead over Boyceville with 5 minutes to go in the second half. And Chahai leading 66-64 here with 37.4 left. Wisgala Plumbing and Heating is seeking plumbers, heating service technicians, and an HVAC project manager and estimator. Stop in to find out more or apply online at wisgala.com. Cards against the full court press. Dickerson in the backcourt. Easton Bob back to Dickerson. Dickerson on the dribble. Bounce pass to Laquay and a whistle and a foul with 33.2 to go. Rapids just does not want to even think about what if we blow a 24-point lead in this regional quarterfinal game at home against Chippewa. And, again, it's Dickerson to the free throw line for the Cardinals. 67% free throw shooter, and he misses the first one. The foul was on Jackson Laskowski, and the first foul on Laskowski is Dickerson missing that one. 66-64, Chippewa. Next one from Braden is on the way, and he got it. 67-64, Dickerson, huge one there. The Cardinals now, 33.2. Reynolds, he's their go-to guy. He's their junior leader. Into the forecourt, they bring it right to left. They're down by three. They look for the three-pointer to tie. Reynolds on top. Dickerson, one of the Cardinals' best defenders. Short. Rebound down low, and it's brought up by Zelikowski. And now another three-point attempt. It misses off the side of the backboard for Clary. Loose ball on the floor, and out of there with it, Easton Bob with 11 seconds to go to Laquay, and a foul. And Laquay headed to the line now for the double bonus with 9.9 seconds left. And the Cardinals with the ball and a three-point lead. Reynolds slow to get up, and he's frustrated with the way that transpired for his Rapids team. And Laquay can further help the Cardinal cause here. Wow. Chippewa's come from 24 down. Laquay's free throw is good. Mr. Clutch, I'm calling him, stepping up. 83% free throw shooter, hitting huge, huge, huge free throws for Chippewa here. And he'll try another one. It's a four-point game, already a two-possession game. Another one is around and in. Laquay, Mr. Clutch, five-point Cardinal lead. They're going to do it. Behind the back, triple Reynolds, a three-point attempt. He'll hoist one off the front iron. No good. Rebound, Chippewa, Wiedemeyer. The Cardinals have won in Rapids. 69-64, baby. They were down 24 multiple times in this first half, including just seconds remaining in the first half before Laquay drained a three before intermission, cutting the deficit to 21. And while Chahai was outscored 39-18 in the first half, they put up 41 points in the second half and hold Wisconsin Rapids to 25 and win this game. No, make it 51. They scored 51 points in the second half. That's crazy. 51 and 18 is your 69. 51 to 25. They outscore Wisconsin Rapids to win this game tonight, stunningly, 69-64. We're back in 3 minutes here on WOGO Sports.
Buying hot stocks after they...
What do you get with a boiler repair diagnostic from Wärtsilä Plumbing and Heating? First, you'll find our service is second to none with clean, professional, and friendly boiler service and installations. Maybe it's cracking noises, foul odors, no hot water, or the boiler is on but not heating. Wärtsilä will diagnose the problem and give you all the best options for a smooth heating season. Call 1-800-307-9000 or go to Wärtsilä.com.
Northwestern Bank, delivering our values, creating a positive impact.
Working with Jamie at Northwestern Bank is like having another key player on your team. He believes getting to know you and your business is what allows him to provide the best banking solutions for your company's needs. His leadership and dedication has helped local businesses and organizations expand and grow, creating a positive impact in the Chippewa Valley.
Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter.
Need a dumpster? Call Johnson Roll-Off Service. Whether you're in the middle of a remodel, demolition, spring or fall cleanup, or have materials to haul away from fire or water damage, Johnson Roll-Off Service has a dumpster size to fit your project. They also offer dumpsters for recycling metal, concrete, cardboard, and much more. Johnson Roll-Off Service provides haul away and disposal services for the majority of West Central Wisconsin. Prompt, courteous, professional. When you need a dumpster, call Johnson Roll-Off Service. JohnsonRolloffService.com.
Be quick. Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toyson Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toyson Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toyson Ford.
If you have the desire to make a change and the dedication to take action, determination can be found at 3D Fitness. 3D Fitness offers free weights, personal training, sports nutrition, and tanning, plus two convenient locations, 3D Fitness Eau Claire at 405 Graham Avenue and 3D Fitness at Chippewa Falls at 15 West Grand Avenue in downtown Chippewa. Open 24/7 so you can train on your schedule. Keep up with us and our talented 3D Fitness members on Facebook and Instagram. Desire, determination, dedication. 3D Fitness.
Foundation of our
at Freeze Financial Group, we work with clients to understand their goals by helping build a definable and measurable path towards financial freedom. Our mission is to help make lives better, clients, team, and community by optimizing true wealth. We're proud to support the Chi High basketball team in their run to the playoffs this season. Go Cards! Raymond James Financial Services, Inc. Member FINRA, SIPC. Freeze Financial Group is not a broker-dealer and is independent of RJFS.
If they're coming for me, they're
this is the Post Glass Post Game Show, brought to you by Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. Quality service at affordable prices for commercial, home, and auto glass. Visit postglassandmirror.com. Victorious head coach Jason Prue with me. Chahai comes from 39-18 down at halftime to win 69-64. And, Coach, really, you were down by 24 multiple times there, including seconds left in the first half. What a stunner.
Yeah, I mean, we stuck with it. We had a bunch of seniors at halftime that were in there not wanting to go out like that. And I'm really proud of the way that they came together in the second half. They attacked the basket. They finished. They made some winning plays down the stretch. So that three by Carson at the end was a big, big shot for us, along with a lot of other stuff that went on.
As one looks back, you know, I talk about from 24 down, we kept painting that picture. And Laquay played a whale of a game tonight. I mean, really, so many different aspects. But he drains a three from, like, beyond half court to send. That's not a bad way to go to the locker room.
And I was not happy that we gave up that backdoor lob, and I was kind of storming off, and all of a sudden it goes in. I'm like, I tried to crack a smile, but I'm like, that was cool. That was really cool. We'll have to talk about that a little bit. I did not mention that at halftime.
No. So how do you explain the second half comeback? I mean, what you guys did, because all of a sudden it's just like a freight train. You're coming and coming and coming and –
Yeah, and I don't know why we started so slow. If it was just the weird, usually we have the JV game in front of us and we do some different things. So it was a different travel. But I don't know why we started the way we did. But in the second half, we really bought into the game plan. The game plan was to get it into the paint. I thought in the second half, we did a much better job of that. We stuck with what was working. They were guarding Easton real hard, and that's tough. Easton does a lot for mm-hmm. us. Even when he's not scoring, he draws all the attention. So we just put him down low, and we did a simple down screen for him. And we know a lot of tension's on him, so that's going to open up guys like Carson and Braden and David down there setting that screen. And first play right out of half, we actually had David wide open under the basket, and the ball got deflected. Then we came back to it, and then Braden got a layup off of it. So the guys just stuck with what we wanted, and they focused in a little bit more, and we were able to get what we wanted in the second half.
Yeah, it was really something. I mean, again, the back and forth. Here we had the one lead change out of the gate, and then until the waning moments of this game. But I don't know. I have to say, I looked at you as the game was getting, and you just were cool. And we saw the guys. I mean, Wiedemeyer, that three-pointer, huge, and to really decide what was kind of a seesaw affair there, because, I mean, Reynis was getting a line at will. So
yeah, and Carson had a good look couple shots previous to that, mm-hmm. too, that he didn't hit, and he came right back to it and buried it. He's such a good shooter for us and spaces the floor, and he did a really nice job inside and out hitting that shot at the end. I thought defensively we did a really nice job for most of that second half. They started getting to the basket hard and drawing some of those fouls. I thought David did a nice job moving his feet.
Yeah.
But that's tough when we're getting to the line. I think we were in the bonus with 10 minutes to go in the second half because we were attacking the basket, and then they took that out of our playbook, and they started attacking the basket on us. So mm-hmm. I thought we did a nice job just finishing the plays. When it was tight down the stretch there, we switched a lot of stuff at the three-point line and contested. I think we got our fingertips on some of those threes, and we were able to rebound, so that was huge.
If the superior win had been your best win of the year, that's now been surpassed, because this was a lot of fun. I can't wait to get to the highlights in the post game, but as good as this is, Marshfield on Friday night, and you have played them this year.
Yeah, we went there, and it was there was 6:20 on the clock in the first half, and it was like a 4-point game. Hmm. We were right there with them, and then they're really good. They're the one seed, and we're going to have our work cut out for us. But I'm just so happy that I get two more days of practice, and I get to
awesome.
Go to Marshfield on Friday. That's the biggest thing right now.
Congratulations.
All right, thank you.
All right, what a sweet victory for the Chi-Hi Cardinals as two more days of practice and get to go to Marshfield on Friday night. We'll take one minute timeout, get things set for the stats and the as well as the highlights and some fun highlights to get to here in a moment on WOGO Sports.
Story.
Need a dumpster? Call Johnson Roll-Off Service. Whether you're in the middle of a remodel, demolition, spring or fall cleanup, or have materials to haul away from fire or water damage, Johnson Roll-Off Service has a dumpster size to fit your project. They also offer dumpsters for recycling metal, concrete, cardboard, and much more. Johnson Roll-Off Service provides haul away and disposal services for the majority of West Central Wisconsin. Prompt, courteous, professional. When you need a dumpster, call Johnson Roll-Off Service. JohnsonRolloffService.com.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toyce & Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toyce & Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toyce & Ford.
If your windshield takes a hit, Post Glass and Mirror in Triple Falls has free mobile auto glass service, two heated bays, and a warm waiting room. From compact cars to semis, dump truck, or motorhome, Post Glass and Mirror fits them all, big or small. Unofficially tonight, Wisconsin Rapids with 10 turnovers to 8 for Chippewa Falls. And I believe that 12 in the scoring department in this contest here tonight. Certainly, Reynis stepping up big for Wisconsin Rapids. He had 11 at the half, and it looks like in the second half he added five more free throws and a couple of threes. So certainly, Reynis was significant for Rapids, most significant. And maybe the problem was some of the others that were just the scoring kind of faded. I mean, it just Rapids kind of faded, and Chippewa just came on like a house of fire. Meanwhile, Gilbertson fouling out as well in the waning moments for Wisconsin Rapids didn't help. Meanwhile, unofficially for the Cards, G. Mason with three, Easton Bob with, I'd have to almost tally the scores here, but again, unofficially with seven. Carson Wiedermeyer also some huge hoops for the Cardinals. He had had him for 13 points in this contest, and he had had just two in the first half. Braden Dickerson also with some huge hoops for the Cardinals in this one tonight as he goes for 12 points, again, unofficially. David Terhark getting some huge rebounds, and he had 6 points tonight. Laquay was really something as he hit on three-pointers, and I have him down for at least 3 two-pointers for a total of 15 points there from the field, and then huge free throws. Six of them. I have six made free throws for Laquay after missing his first two, finishing with 21 on the night to lead the Cardinals in this one. But the highlights. The highlights is where the fun is. The second half highlights. Let's have some fun with that. As the Cards were down 39-18 at halftime, outscore Rapids 51-25 in Rapids Gym to win, get the right to face Marshfield on Friday night. And let's give those second half highlights a listen here on WDOGO. And the Cardinals are on the scoreboard. Within 18. So back to season, and we're seeing it. 50-30 now, the Cardinals trailing it by 20. Again, seeing an improved offense, but now, you know, and trying to play catch-up, hard to stop Rapids. As Easton Bob's going to graze the rim on a three-point attempt. That's here. And Zeligowski on the outside works it off to Gilbertson. And there's a shot put up. No good by Reynis, and the Cards out of there with it. G. Mason, and he's going to draw the foul from Reynis. The Cardinals within 11. And now I got to clamp down that defense here. And there's the steal by Laquay. Laquay racing down the floor. He'll lay it up and in. And the Cardinals now are within 9. Chai with it. Laquay bounce pass down low for two more to Dickerson, and the Cards are within 7. Chai. Ooh. Cardinal basketball. Dickerson, the Cards within 4 at 51-47. Who would have thunk it? Rapids with the man-to-man defense. The driving, Laquay puts it off. No good. The back iron, oh, had it fell, they could have been within 2. Laquay wants to sneak up and steal it from behind, and they do knock it away. They do get it, taking it away from Gilbertson. To the other end, the layup is good by Easton Bob, and the Cards are within 2. The Cards are within 2 as Easton Bob able to get that one. Cardinals, Laquay, Dickerson, Terhark, Wiedemeyer, and Bob. There's Dickerson off glass and two more, and the Cardinals within 2. And with it out on top, he'll go right side on the baseline. Dickerson picks up the dribble. Wiedemeyer, low post, spin move. Tie game! Carson Wiedemeyer from 24 down. The Cards have tied it. And now Chippewa with it, working it to Laquay. He'll drive down the middle, puts up a tough shot. It's good, and the Cards within 1 at 56-55. Into the deep left corner to Wiedemeyer. Working around the outside to Dickerson. On top, Laquay. What a night he's had. There's some contact into Easton Bob, and Zeligowski gets away with it. 5:15 left. The Cards with the ball down 1. It had been down by 24 very late in the first half. Just seconds left. Dickerson, reverse layup is good, and the Cards grab the lead at 57. Boy, but it's made been made a lot more exciting than we thought it would have been. Wiedemeyer from long range misses the air ball three-point attempt, rebounded by Dickerson. Then Wiedemeyer's going to miss one, blocked. Laquay gets it. Nice dish to Wiedemeyer for 2. Yes, what a no-look pass. Laquay has just really found the no-look pass tonight. The other end, they've got the ball in a one-point lead. Nice defense by Dickerson. Out of bounds, 2. Chippewa, nice job by Dickerson. He called and he made that one happen. Rapids 9th turnover following a Cardinal turnover at the other end. 3:39 to go. Get it in for the Cardinals. Down low, Dickerson. On top, Wiedemeyer for 3. Doctor! The Cardinals lead it by 2. Oh, Carson Wiedemeyer with ice in his veins. And Chippewa leads it by 2. And the Cardinals able to take care of business from there, and that gave them a 64-62 lead. They got it to 66-62, and they win it 69-64, outscoring Wisconsin Rapids 51-25 in the second half after being outscored 39-18 in the first half. Again, trying to get you one final update on the McDonald game tonight, which is on, and 63-61 McDonald with inside of 140 to go. So that's how close that one is from McDonald tonight. At least do we have a final. And it looks like there's a final on that. So anyhow, stay here for keep it here on WOGO for updates, because obviously we've got Thursday night McDonald girls action as they're going to be in Ladysmith against a very fine Phillips team. That's a 6:30 pregame here and a 7 o'clock tip for that sectional semifinal in D4. The Lady Macs, the defending D5 champs. And then also looking forward to Chi-High Hockey skating at State, 9:30 pregame on Friday morning here on WOGO Sports, and their effort to get to the state championship on Saturday, the top-ranked and top-seeded team in the tournament. And Greg Stewart and Cooper Fosvick with all that action here on WOGO Sports. Again, Chippewa Falls coming from 24 down in the first half to win this game tonight, 69-64. For Gavin Bovey back at our WOGO studio, thanks so much, Gavin, with all you put up with and tried to deal with tonight. Hopefully smoother rides ahead for you in your producing days here for broadcast. But, hey, Chi-High comes out a winner. We'll get the podcast up tomorrow morning at WOGO.com. I'm Mark Halverson. Thanks for listening. And congratulations to the Chi-High Cards. The boys go to 4-21 on the season. They beat Wisconsin Rapids 69-64 on to Marshfield on Friday night. Good night.
WOGO. Chi-High Basketball on WOGO has been brought to you by Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, White City Glass, your Eau Claire Hy-Vee, Northwestern Bank, Quality Propane and Fuels, Stelter Incorporated, Toyson Ford of Chippewa Falls, Post Glass and Mirror, Wynn Family Dentistry of Chippewa Falls, Grace Home Respiratory, Royal Credit Union, and by the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley. Thanks for listening. And now please stay tuned for Western Wisconsin's Best Talk on 103.1 FM, 680 AM, and WOGO.com. We join our regularly scheduled programming already in progress.